And welcome back to the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Huskers and Cowboys here at the half in Laramie. And as we do every week, we welcome Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And we normally talk football around here, but I got to ask you about a tremendous volleyball match we had the other night with Penn State. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but the Coliseum was on fire Wednesday night.
I am a huge Husker football fan, but there's very little that can stand up to that volleyball match on Wednesday night. I was there with my family and got to see it. It was a tremendous win. Just when we thought we were going to be worn down and lose in five, our young women stepped up and did a tremendous job digging deep and, as Coach Cook said, played a perfect final game.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great stuff. Well, a few weeks ago, you laid out some plans for some big goals for the growth of enrollment at the university. Now we have fall figures out. Are we on track?
Well, not exactly. I will say that this fall enrollment was over 50,000 for the first time since 1993, so it was the highest in that 18-year period. But if we're going to meet the goals that we have to grow the university in Lincoln to 30,000 and to grow the campus at UNO to 20,000 by the end of this decade, when we celebrate the 150th anniversary of the university, we do need to step up the pace.
Now, small state, and we've talked about some figures going down. We'll get to that here in a little bit more. But are these realistic targets for us?
Well, I think they are. But it requires strategy, and it requires doing some things a little more aggressively than we've done in the past in terms of recruiting. The high school population in Nebraska is declining, and it will continue to decline for the next 10 years or so. But I think there are three main things we can do. One is we need to increase the college going rate in Nebraska anyway. We need to increase the percentage of high school graduates that go on to college. Two, we need to do a better job of recruiting non-resident students. This is a goal the legislature set for us a number of years ago, and it's one I agree with completely. It's a great benefit to Nebraska. And the third is we need to get better at recruiting international students, and we've set an aggressive goal here of doubling the number over this decade.
Well, let's start with Nebraska. How do you persuade more high school kids to go to college?
Well, that's a challenge, of course. They've got a lot of opportunities and some good opportunities to work, go into the military, start a business. And they're hearing in the media in a lot of places that college may not be worth the cost today. Of course, I think that's wrong, and I think we've got an obligation to lay out the facts so that students and their parents can understand what they are and what the benefits are of getting a college degree. The earning power will be far greater with a bachelor's degree than a high school diploma, and college is affordable and accessible. The University of Nebraska continues to be a tremendous value for students. Our tuition at each of our campuses is among the lowest in its peers. We're working with the governor and others through the P16 initiative to try to increase the number of students who know that college is possible, prepare for it, and then take advantage of the great value that the university offers.
Where do you see the best opportunities to grow your non-resident students?
Well, you know, this is fascinating. I've started to look at this a little more deeply. And, you know, we could learn a little bit from our new Big Ten partners. The University of Iowa, for instance, gets over 6,000 students from Illinois. We have about 300 university-wide from that state. If you look at two Big Ten schools, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and Iowa, you look at our number one feeder state is South Dakota, where we get about 500 students. So they're drawing well over 10 times more non-residents from their number one feeder state. So as we move to the Big Ten and have exposure every week, almost every day on the Big Ten network, I think that we're going to have some advantages we haven't enjoyed before. Nebraska's going to be in front of more parents and students and high school counselors and teachers. And so we've got to be aggressive about recruiting, and I think we'll be successful.
How about the international plan then?
Well, again, here's the same deal. I mean, we've been successful, and we're proud that we've had over 3,000 international students from 130 countries around the world. But Iowa State has twice as many international students as UNL does this year. So we've got some real opportunities to grow here. The average number of international students at a Big Ten campus is over 5,000. UNL has about 2,000, just under 2,000. So I think there are some opportunities, and we just need to take advantage. And I know that the chancellors and the campuses are very interested in all three of these strategies.
Are there some certain countries you're pinpointing to do this?
Well, you know, we have, as I mentioned, we have 130 countries that we attract students from, and we're very interested in having a rich diversity of students here. It's a great benefit to our students. But big focus on China, Brazil, and India. These are rapidly growing economies. They're countries where the government has decided they want to send more students abroad and finance their education. And so these are great pockets of opportunity for us.
Well, recruiting more students, it's not the only answer to having more college-educated people in Nebraska. Tell us more about that, then.
Well, of course, we want our Nebraska students who come to the university to be successful. And one of the key things that we need to do to make them successful is to retain them, to make sure they stay in school, and that investment pays off so that they get the full benefit. So we're working on retention strategies to make sure that we don't lose people in that pipeline. And the second thing is we've implemented some steps recently to make sure that they graduate in 4 years, hopefully, but we give them a real chance to graduate in a timely way so that then they can get out in the market and start competing and earning a living and taking advantage of that college degree. You know, Nebraska's on a roll right now. The Wall Street Journal this week identified Omaha as the number six city in the nation for brain gain. That means the increase in people over the last 10 years with at least a bachelor's degree. You look at our company here, Boston, Madison, Wisconsin, Charleston, and other cities that are considered magnets for talent. In this knowledge economy, college degrees, brain power, and success like that continues to breed success. And so I think we're on a roll. I think we've got the right strategies, and I think this is great for the state of Nebraska.
Well, this is good stuff. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. I'm looking forward to going to Madison. I'm sure you are, too, next week.
I am. I'm very excited about being at Camp Randall. It'll be my first visit. And I'm looking forward to a lot of black there and a win.
All right. Sounds great. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president. More Halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.